Welcome back to Biased Football Takes. This is season 2, episode 21. Wow, we've done a lot already. I have with me an Arsenal fan who has come to gloat. Well, to gloat
to
in
brag.
Well, if that's the word you want to use, to brag about how they're performing currently and how they are going to celebrate their win, the league win at Old Trafford. EI or IE en route to the Premier League title, the road to the Premier League title by Arsenal Football Club. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Olu Adenike.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for inviting me back again.
And now, I'd love to invite you back so you come and complete your Anyways, today would, in our usual manner, have our weekend review. Then we'll discuss some of the salient topics of the past 1 week, starting with the Manchester derby. Then, obviously, because we have an Arsenal fan on the show, we'll talk about Arsenal's spectacular performance. And we'll discuss the title challenge across Europe. I titled it, or I've called it, Title Challenge Watch Across Europe. Also, we'll discuss officiating across the world, because it was ridiculous this last 1 week. Then we'll discuss Mbappe antics. And we'll end the show. Well, before we end the show, we'll discuss Pogba's 4 years suspension and end the show with the weekend preview. So quickly, let me do a run through of the games the past 1 week or weekend games. I'll start on let's not put it up quickly. Okay, so we'll start on Saturday. Chelsea Brentford. Of Brentford Chelsea 2-2, Everton West Ham 1-3-3-1. So West Ham won that game. Fulham Brighton, Fulham winning 3-0. Newcastle winning 3-0. Nottingham Forest, Liverpool winning 1-0 at the last minute. Tottenham beating Crystal Palace 3-1. Luton losing to Aston Villa 3-2. And on Sunday, we had the first kickoff game, Burnley Bournemouth 2-0, then Manchester Derby, Manchester City winning 3-1. Yeah. And the last game of the round, Arsenal and Leeds Sheffield United 6-0. So before you minus the Arsenal game and Manchester Derby,
were the highlights of the week? I think
yes.
The Liverpool Nottingham Forest, that was a big one, you know, for Liverpool, especially taking into consideration that they are in the title race. Obviously, I think right now it's very clear that it's a three horse title race, between Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City, and Arsenal, because the point difference is literally one game. You know, it can literally change within one game. I know people say Aston Villa is in title race because they're like 6 points behind Arsenal, which is fair. You know,
who are the people that said it? Because I'm sure you are.
British pundits, they still include Aston Villa because they're 6 points behind Arsenal, and 6 points plus two, that's 8 points away from Liverpool. You know, so anything can happen in football at the end of the day. But realistically speaking, like, Aston Villa would not win the title. But the fact that Liverpool were still able to, with all the injuries that they have, you know, obviously, like, Darwin came in, Szoboszlai came in, and all that stuff. You know, with all the injuries that they had, they're still able to, like, pull through. I know there's, like, that controversy about, like, you know, the dead ball situation and so on and so forth. But regardless of everything, you know, they were able to, like, pull through at the last, you know, kick, which is, like, championship stuff, man. You know, I personally was looking forward to them like dropping points in that game. To me, that game was a very key game for Liverpool to drop points in this title race. And they were able to like steal. I knew they were going to win. I just knew it. You know, I saw the corner kick. You know, I put the match on as of the point when the corner kick was about to where they're about to play that corner kick. And I was like, I'm not watching this, man. I can't watch it because I know they are going to score. And next night, I remove it, come back in, and I see Darwin Núñez celebrating. I was like, I just knew these guys are going to score. You know, so that was like a big game for Liverpool. And it sets up this game coming up this weekend, you know, very, very well. Because it's like, you know, whoever wins goes ahead, you know. So that game stood out for me. And obviously Chelsea, Brentford, because I don't know, man. Chelsea are just disappointing, in my opinion, you know. They just, I don't know what to say. There's nothing else I can see, man. We've said it all previously.
So
yeah, that's the game that stood out for me.
So that Chelsea game, right? Something funny happened. Mbeumo tried to just kick.
Or Wissa?
Wissa.
Yeah.
It tried to just kick twice before the last one now entering.
Went in, yeah.
You cannot believe it. So he was using them to practice.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah, Chelsea. I don't understand what's going on in Chelsea, man. They are just... I don't know, man. Something has to change in Chelsea. Something. Because it's very disappointing. They are 11th. A lot of people... I think Chelsea is one team that people don't talk about a lot. You know, they are 11th. And this is the second season in a row that they are 11th. Or last season, they ended up as 12th. You know, and this is their 11th. But nobody's really talking about it as much. You know, I don't know. But very disappointing, man.
So I guess people are tired of talking about them, honestly, because they're not really a huge club. See, they're a big club, but they're not traditional clubs that you'd be bothered about. So what they're going through, if a club like Manchester United goes through that, if Manchester United is going through that right now, that's why everybody's talking about it every time. So a club like Madrid goes through that, football will end, like that'll be enough football, just question. So it just depends on, so they're not that big. They're big, but not that big for people to really, really discuss. So just to rally back a little bit. Aston Villa, when you may mention that people are saying Aston Villa are in the title race. And like and I've said it from the beginning, like, no, they are not. They are only in the race for top four. And Samuel keeps saying that, oh, that's what he meant when he said, oh, we are the title challengers this season. Like, you cannot call Aston Villa into that discussion. You cannot. Definitely cannot put them in that bracket.
But as of this moment, though, like, let's say this weekend it ends up in a tie, right? And Aston Villa ends up winning their game. Would you call them like, oh, these guys are in the title race?
Which tie is that?
Like Man City, Liverpool ends in a tie.
But Arsenal is still there now.
Yeah, it will be 6 points.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So we can look at the points and say, yes, they are in the title challenge, but historical data does not support that. So they are definitely not going to win all their games to the end of the season.
Yeah.
If they do it, then they've done something extraordinary. So that's just my point. Like,
and they have to play everyone as well. They have to play Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool in the running.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So they cannot. They're definitely not going to win all their games. So if they win all their games and they win the league, they deserve it. Like, then I'll not put my hands up and say yes, they deserve it. But right now, they're only challenging for top four. Fulham Brighton was one game that was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I watched the highlights and I couldn't believe what I was watching that game, man.
Yeah,
the highlights.
So, I know. Part of the things that I said, and I think you were not on the show then. It was to Obinna or Sam. I can't remember who exactly. I said, so people are like, oh, we're fighting the position with Newcastle, Brighton, and let me see, maybe Chelsea or something. I was like, All these clubs, yes, they tend to look like they are good. They can go all the way, but they cannot. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the strength. Like, random teams will beat them. And that's part of the reason why I am fighting United. There's some games that you do not lose. Of course, you can lose to, it can be one of games. Like, it can be like random Fulham game, you know, it can be random Nottingham Forest. But that randomness should not be consistent. That the random games they are losing are now becoming more than one, more than two, more than three. I remember when United won the league. I can't remember the season. United was top of the league, and we lost to Wolves that was bottom, like was last on the
Yeah, I
table.
remember.
But that didn't affect our title challenge. It was just one of those one-off games that
Yeah, it
just
happens.
happens.
It
But when it
happens.
now becomes like often, and you don't lose those games early, you win those games around this period. When you're like first three games at first three games in this, of the season, you're losing those games. There's a problem. Like if I play Arsenal and we lose to Arsenal first three game of the season, there's no cause for alarm. But if I play Fulham and I'm losing first three, first two, there's a problem. I can draw, which that's what Liverpool did this season. They started like rough, they drew some games, but they were able to like catch
We
their breath.
stand.
Yeah. So that's why like West Ham, Newcastle, Brighton, even Tottenham and Aston Villa, I don't know, man. We'll see.
Like
They
when you
might
say
just
you don't know,
drag
you don't know,
United.
you don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with them. They might drag us into it because
Cause
Tottenham. I'm not sure if you watched that Tottenham Crystal Palace game, but Crystal Palace was playing well until they made those subs. And this funny part, the three managers back to back have made such subs, and they failed to win those games. Started with your legend.
Patrick
Started
Vieira.
with Vieira, then Roy Hodgson, and his current manager. The same mistakes, the same. So I don't know if it's a mistake or it's a, you know, when you say a bug as a feature, because I don't know if they're trying to manage Eze and what's his name, and what he said. But I don't understand why you remove those, like you remove Eze. Once he removed Eze, the game changed. Because the threat was just, you know, removed, and of course, when you have an opportunity like that, you take it. So, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, this is an opportunity for you to gloat. Well, not gloat, but register your complaints about
About
Manchester United.
the Manchester Derby. And I actually want this to be like a conversation because like I think we've spoken about this in the past, but I feel like see banter aside, right? I think the English Premier League needs a competitive Manchester United, right? You know, like obviously I'm enjoying the fact that like you guys are bad right now. Like I would always enjoy it like when you know rivals I guess are not playing good. You know, but it's getting to a point where it's like it's not even how will I put it? Arsenal was at this stage at some point, like a couple years ago. That time that we against like I think we lost our first three games of the season. You know, I think to me that was one of the lowest points as like an Arsenal fan, just like watching how terrible we played and so on. You know, anytime I watch Manchester United play nowadays, like I know exactly what to expect, which is like
Bad football. Like you guys, I know that you guys are not going
be great, like for sure. You know, I know that there's going to be a lack of cohesion between like the defensive units, the midfield, and like the striking units. I know like there's just like a lot of loose passes, you know. I know a lot of things are going to go wrong, you know, but I also know that like you guys have the capability to have like moments in game to win games, like Bruno Fernandes or Rashford or any of those guys can just like step up and win the game for you guys at any point, you know. So you kind of there's like that consistent inconsistency, you know, like the inconsistency is too much. And I think if I was a Man U fan, this game this weekend should have been like the lowest of the low. You know, and when I say, I know we've had the conversation about you guys being rivals or not, and but that's a separate conversation. I think you guys are rivals. But it's just like, this is a big derby, right? And you expect, the least you can expect from those players is for them to compete, you know, to fight, to show heart, which they did, in my opinion. They did show heart. But it was just like men against boys, man, just watching that game. I was just like, wow, this is like, as a man, I wonder how it was watching as a Man U fan. But me, from just as an outsider, I wanted Man U to win, obviously, or draw the game, you know. But just watching from the outside, I was like, wow, like the class is so big, man, between City and Man U, you know. And it just reminded me of like Everton and Liverpool, you know. You know how Liverpool always goes to Everton, or when Everton comes to Anfield and play, Liverpool just always slaps Everton like they're small boys. You know, that's literally what I saw in that game. The fact that they had more shots in that game than you guys had possession. They had like 27 shots or so, and you guys had like 26% possession. That's very, very bad, in my opinion. Like, I don't think people are really hounding on that, but like, that is very, very, for any team, you know. If Man City played Sheffield, I don't think it was that bad, you know, when Man City played Sheffield. I think they won one game 2-0, the other game 2-1. You know, it was not this bad. You know, this was supposed to be a derby. It was like men against boys. I couldn't believe what I was watching in that game. You know, of course, I was supporting Man U. Man U had a lot of chances to kill the game, in my opinion. You know, but in the grand scheme of things, when you look at that game, you know, forget the small, small chances that you guys had there. That game was literally played at the, like, quarter field. Like, in front of your box, that was where the whole game was played. But I'm very curious to hear what your thoughts are. About that.
Are you done?
Yeah.
So first things first, I remember you texting me that it was the biggest game of our season. I need to ask you, what was the game for? Are we playing quarterfinal, the Champions League? Are we playing an important game for the title win? Are we in the FA Cup final? Are we playing?
Oh, what do you mean, like biggest game of the season?
That's what you said. Like a big game.
So I feel like whenever it matters, like Man U would beat Manchester City when it doesn't matter. But when it really mattered, like Carabao Cup, they will beat you guys.
No. Forget about that. Forget about the past. Let's go about this particular game. Why was it an important game?
Oh, it wasn't an important game for City. Like, I think even...
No, for United. What was it for United?
That
was
it's a derby. At the end of the day, it's a big game for them now. Every derby, like every rivalry is a big game. You know,
let's cancel that word out, important game, because whether I won that game or lost that game, it wasn't gonna be any bearing in the grand scheme of things. It would have just been a game of just pride that we won this game. Relax.
Okay.
The reason why you are feeling this way, which if you're gonna be truthful to yourself, is because you wanted United to beat Man City so that you guys will have like 2 points.
Of course.
So that's why it's really paining you. You're starting as if you're one of the teams that is great and has beaten City. City has beaten you guys more than they've beaten us in the past 10 years. They've scored you guys more than 100 goals, and you guys have scored maybe like 2 or 3 goals.
Of course, so, I understand that, but that's in the past.
Wait now. You as an Arsenal fan cannot fix your mouth and talk to me like you didn't play worse games than us against this same City.
Go ahead.
So there's a difference between sleeping and dying. Like let's respect our elder brothers.
Who's the elder brothers?
Regardless, United. Like, because if you pull up stats, City has beaten you guys way more than United.
In history?
Liverpool has beaten you guys
way more than United. No, not in history. Not in history.
In the past 10 seasons.
I accept. Like, I would gladly tell you that City has demolished us.
So you cannot sit here and say that you're ashamed on our behalf. Like,
Why not? Why can't I be ashamed of that performance?
Face your own. What's it called? I mean, it's your right to talk, but talk from a position of you wanting us to do you a favor, and obviously,
no,
they cannot
see.
Do you a favor because. Wait, allow you talk. That's my problem with you.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Yes. I'll actually not say anything now.
Yes. Unfortunately, as a United fan, even as an Arsenal fan, this is part of the things that you guys complained about from three seasons. I mean, you guys started challenging for title last season. From last season till date. And you cannot discount that the gulf in quality is wide. Like, and me personally, I accept and of opinion, and I don't use that as an excuse. It's just what it is. Like, that's the result of what you do when you allow your opponents improve quality wise, and you're there just looking. So, I cannot discount the golf in quality in terms of personnel on the field, in terms of I wouldn't say art, I wouldn't say desire, because art and desire kind of. It's for how long will you do that for? You cannot keep doing that. Then the management, not the owners, the bench, like the management from the bench, what the manager is thinking and how he wants to play the game and how does he want to switch and change the game. Because you cannot tell me that as bad as United is right now, as a manager that will take United and not be beating that way. United went to Liverpool under Mourinho and lost and beat Liverpool 1-0. Liverpool had the ball. Liverpool would try to play in front of our box at 10. There's a way you set up and you accept that this team is better than you, but set up in a way that you don't get beat. Now, in the first half, when the goal came, I knew this was too early. Like, I just knew automatically it was too early. But we kind of had a feel of the game, like, okay, let's see what we can do. We played. Honestly, I was impressed knowing how United has played this season. This is one of the best, say, 60 minutes football that we played. We passed the ball. I was looking at them like, wow. So you can pass the ball to each other like this. Like, we're able to find each other. We're able to move. Of course, it was inadequate. Like, it was inadequate. You could see that there's nothing they could have done moving forward because of how unprepared they were and how, mostly preparation, because I cannot say quality. Then when the subs now were made, I don't know what the manager was thinking about, but the subs were just totally off the rail, and the quality shown. And the City always, even when they were not good, they were always a problem for United. So there's nothing new. Everybody expected them to win. I was hoping that it was going to be a draw or just one off win, but I knew like that was just off chat. Like, that would have been very rare. But this is what it is like. Yeah, so you can ask your questions now.
Yeah, so first and foremost, right? I remember in our last conversation that we had, first and foremost, you had predicted that it will end up as a draw.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know why you predicted that, but like, even that game, although I wanted you guys to win, like, I was like, there's no chance Man U is drawing this game. You know, it's become that bad with Man U. And the thing about the thing that I see so many similarities between this Man U and like the Arsenal that fell like really, really deep, man. There are too many similarities, you know. Like, first of all, there's there's always that like, we're good or we are good type of denial. You know,
don't put us in the same.
Wait. When I say that, is that like
City,
you said like where? you're. Oh, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. The reason why I said that is because like you guys said like you are the big brothers, you know, and I think. Oh. That is not true anymore. Like in Manchester?
No.
Manchester City.
I was talking about Arsenal reunited, not to City.
When I say Arsenal, what do you mean? What do you mean, no, Arsenal United?
So, this is why I mentioned on people that is because you are talking as if Arsenal have always stood up to City, because this is your first game that you beat City in like 20 games.
Yeah, season.
So you cannot wait. Hold on, you cannot fix your mouth and talk to me that United is so bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm saying that we are still your big brothers. We United and Arsenal, we are still your big brothers. Regardless of how bad it is.
Let me just dispute one thing really quickly about United being big brothers. Since Sir Alex Ferguson left, Arsenal has stopped Man U in probably 11 seasons, right? Arsenal has stopped Man U, I think, in 8 of those seasons. That's right? A lot of people don't know that, right?
That's a lie. You know why? Because you guys have finished 6th.
Do you want to look at it? I want you to look at it right now. Is it 11 seasons? If there are 11 seasons, Arsenal has stopped Man U 8 of those seasons. I'm telling you straight up facts right now. If it's 10 seasons, we've stopped you 7. So you guys have only stopped us 3 times in 10 to 11 years.
No,
since Alex Ferguson left.
Do you want to pull up stats? Let's pull it up.
Pull it up right now.
Pull it up too.
Pull it up. I will.
No, you pull it up too.
Yeah.
I know.
What year did Alex Ferguson leave?
He left 20. Is it
13? 13, 14, right?
Let me check.
Okay. Anyways, 2014-15, Arsenal was third, United was fourth. That's 1-0. 2015-16, Arsenal was second, United was fifth. That's 2-0. 2016-17, Arsenal was fifth.
Hold on now. 2014-2015, Arsenal was what?
Third, United was fourth. That's 1-0. Okay. 2015-16, Arsenal was second, United was fifth. That's 2. 2016-17, Arsenal was fifth, United was sixth. That's 3.
Mm-hmm.
2017-18, United was second, Arsenal was sixth. That's 3-1. 2018-19, Arsenal was fifth, United was sixth. That's 4-1. 2019-20, Arsenal was third. United was third, Arsenal was eighth. That's 4-2. And 2020-21, United was second, Arsenal was eighth. That's 4-3. That's the last time you guys have topped us, you know. So that's 4-3. 2021-22, Arsenal was fifth, United was sixth. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you now?
Oh, yeah. So I counted 6-3. And if we include this season, it will be 7-3. But I'm pretty sure 2013-14, we also talked to you guys as well.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Out of all the things that you've counted. You know what's funny out of the things you've counted?
Yeah.
United has gone to Champions League more than you guys.
Yeah. I understand that.
So
wait now.
So we're bad, though.
Wait.
We're bad, though. But we're not Arsenal bad.
But you know that, like, let me say something. The true depiction of a team is their performance in the league, right? Let's be real, right? And in what? 8 seasons. It's clear. In 11 seasons since Alex Ferguson has left, Arsenal has stopped United 8 times. You guys have only thought of 3 times. So there's that fallacy. People really think that, like, you guys, we've been performing on the same level. No, we've been performing better than United, like, in that same time frame. You know, Arsenal, but it's not an Arsenal mind you conversation. I just wanted to point that out to you.
Exactly. You know? So you guys always want to put yourself into the conversation.
No, I didn't want to. You brought us in.
Let's just round up this session. There's no need to go back and forth, because Arsenal always, you guys always, we're talking about Manchester United, Manchester Derby. And Arsenal is now like the conversation. Like, you guys always, like, you guys cannot.
That's not what I did, though. You just have brought us into the conversation.
Anyways,
man.
let's move into Arsenal performance against. Who did you guys beat against? Who did you guys beat now?
Sheffield.
Sheffield. Yeah, you guys won 6-0.
Yeah, I don't think
so. How do you feel?
There's not a lot to say.
In less than five words.
Yeah, there's not a lot to say, to be honest. Like, because I feel like it was expected. Me, I predicted we'd beat them like 5-6, you know. I was a bit disappointed we didn't make it 10, in my opinion. I was very disappointed because I felt like if we continued at like a very high level, which we were playing in the first half, we would have demolished Sheffield, like at least 10, 11 goals, man. But like, because it was 5-0 by like 38 minutes or something like that, you know. So I was slightly disappointed with the result, in my opinion, you know. But obviously, like, it was good we had that result. It adds to the goal difference. You know, it was just a normal game to me, man. It was just a normal game. Like, it wasn't a competitive match. I think Sheffield deserves to, like, be relegated, man. They're a championship-level team, you know. But obviously, I hope that Arsenal can continue this form after the international break, because that's my concern right now. You know, we're hitting really good form, and then there's, like, this international break coming up. You know, and I think it can disrupt the flow, you know, especially because we're not going to play after this coming week. We're not going to play Premier League again until the end of the month, you know, because of FA Cup. And Chelsea had gotten to the FA Cup now, so we'll not be able to play it. So it's kind of like it disrupts the flow, in my opinion, of things. That's the only part that I'm pissed off about. But apart from that, I think, yeah, it was a routine win, man. A routine win for us now. Like, it wasn't... There's nothing too much to say about it.
Okay.
What about you? What do you think?
I mean, you guys played well. It was unexpected. I mean, I wouldn't say I expected that much goals, but those teams are not really good. So, they're not my cup of tea. You guys are doing well. So, congrats. Remember when you told me that you guys have the best defense in Europe? You remember that statement you told me?
Yeah.
Can you confirm that?
Like, what do you mean? Like, least goals conceded or what?
I don't know. I was talking about the best defense. You said you guys have
so
the best
defense. So when I say, okay, let me give more context into it. It's not about, when I was saying best defense, it's not just about, like, the goals conceded. It's also, like, the expected goals, you know, that we're supposed to concede as well.
Nobody cares Nobody cares about that nonsense. Nobody cares about it.
It's data analytics now. Come on.
So wait now. So if I'm saying who has the most clean sheets as a goalkeeper, would they be saying expected shots they're supposed to concede? Who cares about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. If you're really going to dig into
The question is to a layman, who has the best defense in Europe?
I think Arsenal has the best defense in Europe. Who has the best defense in Europe?
Inter has the best defense in Europe.
Okay.
And you're not even in top 10. Because Inter, Nice, I have to start saying now, Inter, Nice, Bayern Leverkusen, Juventus.
So you think Nice that we destroy 6-0 has a better defense than Arsenal?
PSG, Brest, Torino... Lons.
Are you actually serious now? Do you think those guys have better defense than Arsenal?
I mean, stars don't lie.
Stars don't lie. That's what I'm trying to explain it to you.
It doesn't matter. If like score 100, if like score on Inter, the 12 goals they've conceded.
No,
if
like it does matter though. Like when you're doing, let me explain why it matters. Because like you have to consider like the number of shots that team is facing.
I don't care. Right now, your defense. I know. I said it. I didn't have the stats in my mouth. Like it just, but I said Inter quick. Like I just knew Inter had the better defense than you guys. But
yeah, you know. and I mentioned like in that same thing. I said yeah. The only other people that you can call is Inter.
You said you had better defense than Inter. You said
yes.
That you said
exactly what I'm saying. If you look at the data.
You do not have better defense than Inter.
See, okay, first of all, you have to also consider like the league they are playing in. Like Inter by far is the best team in Serie A. True or not? Right now, they're by far the best team in Serie A. In my opinion, they are. You know, that's one. Two, the level of teams they are coming. Do you think like Inter will concede like 13 goals if they are playing in the Premier League? No,
you only beat what is in front of you now. You only beat what is in front of you.
That's why I said, like, let's understand everything fully, right?
Do you know what they're sounding like?
What
they're sounding like two things. You know, when they say, this people went to private school, that's how this person came out with first class, or you say, in my time, this guy was very, very tough, that's why.
My point is that, like, if Inter wins, can Inter come to Premier League and win the Premier League right now?
That's a fallacy, because people concern me with that one. Nobody cares. Yeah, if you only beat what is in front of you. You only beat what is in front of you.
I mean,
it's like you're undermining what Bayer Leverkusen is doing in the German League, because, you know, it's the German League.
I mean, why do people say German tax then?
Regardless of what it is, they are doing this particular job. What they are doing is not normal.
I'm not saying they are not. See, I give credit, but I also understand that, like, see, two things can be true at the end of the day. Yes, Inter can be doing magnificent in Serie A, but I know if you bring them to the Premier League, it's going to be a completely different ballgame. Like, I really think, like, Inter is one of the best structured teams in the world, man. Like, if I was going to face any team in the Champions League, I would not want Arsenal to face Inter. I think Inter is one of that teams that, like, you don't want to face because of how well they are structured, man. You know, however, we can also admit to the fact that, like, if you bring them to the Premier League, they are not conceding 13 goals, man. They are probably going to concede, like, 30 right now, man. It's just clear. They will concede a lot more goals right now.
They still have better defense than you guys. So, speaking of Inter, let's discuss the leagues across Europe. You know, obviously we have the three Austrians, Premier League, Liverpool, City, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Then in La Liga, Madrid is still topping, even if they are really struggling. Not that they're struggling, but they're just galloping through some games. They're spectacular. The other games are just getting by.
Mm-hmm.
And they have how many points ahead of Girona? Just like it's
I think it's like, because those other teams, like, they didn't win their games over the weekend as well.
Yeah, so it's like 5 points.
Like, I think Girona lost their game.
Yeah, they lost their
game. So it's like 7 points. Seven points.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy how all these teams are just aligned on these teams, you know. It's only
I was gonna say, like the way Madrid plays, I'm not impressed with that team, man, at all. Like, I understand like they are a big team, all that stuff, but like I don't know, man. They make me think the La Liga is a very poor league, you know.
Not necessarily. So that's the thing. I understand what you're saying. Like, they're not really good to the eyes. You know, they're not good on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But they have so much quality that they can be so chaotic and they will still get by. Because you cannot tell me you face Madrid and feel like I'm going to beat Madrid today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't. There's the history that you have to understand.
History. Let's forget the historical aspect of things. When you have players that can just decide to carry the ball on their own and say, I want to destroy you, and they will destroy you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, Vinicius Junior can just decide to play the best football in the world. Rodrigo can decide to be like, okay, I want to be really, really good. They now have people coming in from the bench who, on a normal day, they're like 6 over 10, 5.5 over 10. On that game, they can also be like 9 over 10 out of nowhere, because you don't really look at them as serious players like Oselu. You'd be like, oh, it's Oselu, like, you know. But then you now see them playing crazy football. You know, you see Jude Bellingham carrying the ball from defense, running at you, and nobody being able to stop them. So individually, they are good, but collectively, they are chaotic. And that chaos is a problem for teams, because how do you plan for a team like Madrid? The only way you can plan for a team like Madrid is
total domination, man. And be lethal when you get in front of goal.
Yes. When you get the ball, don't allow them get to you. Don't allow them get the ball from you. And when they get the ball off you, it has to be places where you can recover quickly. Because if they get the ball off you, just know they're going to counter you, and only God can help you to stop the counter. It's only if they don't want to score. So that's why, I mean, I can see, because I watch a lot of their games, and yeah, it's ridiculous.
But so I feel like you can only get away with stuff like that in a league that is not really competitive, man. I see that in La Liga. Like, you can't get away with that.
I'm tired of you saying this.
You cannot get away with being chaotic in Premier League, man. That's one thing I've noticed. Like, you can't. You have to have a consistent...
This is why I don't want you to use the league you're playing as an excuse, because it's like you're pouring water on the floor so you can walk on wet floor, on wet ground. Because you made statement that this City team is the best City team ever. And I'm like, what the hell?
Wait, yeah. I said they are the best City team ever?
You said it. You said they are better than last season.
Oh, this season?
Yes, you said it in the last podcast. Hmm. And the reason why you're saying that is because you feel like two things.
I don't know if I said they're the best ever, but you said, I think but that's the interesting thing.
But you said they were better than last season. You said they were better than last season. And you said, so the reason I feel like you're saying that is because you feel like if you guys do not win the league this season, you'll be like, City, you see, are too great, they're too good, we cannot beat them. Or
no.
If you wait now, or if you guys win, you'll be like, we beat the greatest team ever in EPL. We are that great, we're not the greatest team ever. So that's why, like, I feel like I don't want to accept that your discussion.
But I don't think they're great. I think that's debatable, but like they're a pretty good. My main point is that, like, in terms of like Madrid, you cannot, like, being this inconsistent in your performances, like going into games, I'm like not deserving to win every game you go in, especially like look at today against Leipzig, man. Like, this is Leipzig. Like, come on, in your home, and you're playing that way. You know, if they're playing against a better quality opponent, they will have been destroyed. They will have been destroyed. Huh?
But they didn't destroy them now. They still won.
No. I'm saying if they are playing against a better quality team, you know, they will have been absolutely destroyed in that game, man. You know,
but they've been getting away. You know, when they play those teams, they will step up too. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing you have to consider.
Yeah. And the other point I was trying to say is, like, they've been getting away with things like this, like, for a long time. You know, like, especially that season that they won the Champions League, they got away with it. Let's be real. Like, they played really bad. They have, like, a blitz of, like, I score 1, 2, 3, you know, and they win the game, you know.
Because it sustained them
in that Champions League run, right? And they won the Champions League. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's sustainable, man. Like, it will catch up to them sooner than later. Like, these bad performances, like, you can't keep on performing bad, bad, bad. And that's why, like, Barcelona, at some point, were always smacking Madrid, man. You know? And it was, like, whenever Barcelona and Madrid played, at some point, it was like, wow, like, why is there such a big difference in class? You know? And Barcelona wasn't amazing, you know, but they just played against, like, people that were, like, a much more structured team than...
When last did that happen?
Yeah, see, it didn't happen this season because Barcelona were wasting.
Forget about this season. Like, when last that happened, tell me that you remember that Barcelona.
The last time it happened was when Aubameyang was there now. Like, maybe a year ago. Like, 20.
In one game.
No. Both games that season. A lot of games that season, they were smacked by Barcelona. Like, even me, I was getting worried. Like, what's going on? They are beating teams in Champions League, but when Barcelona faces them, even it made Henry say, like, every other team fears Real Madrid, but Madrid fears Barcelona. I don't know if you remember that quote, but there was one quote that Henry said.
I mean, but not anymore, because... Anyways, let's move on. So, Inter is stopping. They're like, I have an Inter fan, and I was telling him that it looks like this season is their lead to lose.
They are winning that league, man, easily, man.
I'm saying that it's their lead to lose.
Yeah, it's 15 points. That's easy. Easy money. Then 15 point lead.
They're going, obviously, PSG, they're leading. So, that's a nice way to enter Mbappe's situation. This will happen...
Over the weekend I didn't see it, but I heard like they substituted him and he just went straight to the stands.
Yeah, he's gonna join his mom. Like, I mean, I feel him, Sha. because it feels like, you know, when you write your when you write when you're writing your work in secondary school, high
Secondary
school,
school.
like
Yeah,
I
you are
started
done
again
now.
now, I'm done. So
Yeah.
it's at that point
Why
where
are you
like
16? Yeah.
like
But
at that point, if they are doing captains and school prefects, you'd have handed over to the next person. You'd
yeah.
be like, I'm relieving my duty, or let me just enjoy my life.
But
But
it's a bit disrespectful to the team, though.
how is he
Because
expected?
why is he the only one that always does things like this? You
Because he
know?
wants to leave. He wants
But
to
nobody
leave,
is,
and the team doesn't want
everybody
to let him
understands that
go.
he's going to leave now.
No, before this incident, the whole last season where he wanted to leave, they're like, no, you rather sell PSG than let him go. Allow
Yeah.
this man leave. When he, see, I'm gonna see this is me, and I always see it every time. If a player says he wants to leave, and you feel like, and you can sense it that this guy really wants to leave, not like because he wants a new wage or he wants a better working condition, but he really wants to leave. His heart is not in that club. Let him go. And that's part of the reason why I feel like if PSG comes for, if PSG comes for Rashford, sell him. I said the last season, they did not listen to me.
PSG ain't coming for
Sell him
Rashford anymore.
now.
They
I
would
know.
rather go for Liao.
Yeah, no, I know. I think Leao is more in a prime position to go to PSG,
Yeah.
even over Osimhen. But anyways, yeah, and that guy, he still scored crazy goal yesterday for them. That goal was
Yeah,
Mbappe.
to me, he's the best player in the world, man.
He
He's
has
the best.
mastered that
Close
scoring
distance.
style. Like
Yeah.
you give the header, you want to take it far and just take it
Yeah.
near post. Like you cannot
You can't
just,
stop it.
yeah, you can't stop it. And
Because the
he's
post
done
is
it
too
many
wide, man.
times.
The post is
Even
too wide.
Ori was describing a goal that normally him will take it wide because that's what he is like. He'll just open his body and take
Yeah.
it wide. But this guy opened his body and closed it real quick. Like
Yeah.
he's, yeah, it's crazy.
And I think that's the part that a lot of people don't give him credit for. Like people always say, like, yeah, he's very fast, blah, blah, blah. But people don't give him credit for how smart of a player he
He's
is, man.
smart. He's really good. He's really good.
He's very
But
smart.
I guess it's because of the club he's in. If he goes to a club that has good PR, maybe that will help him.
Yeah.
But let's. Did you see what happened in the Madrid game?
Or the end of the game, then red card.
Yes. No, no, no. Before the red card, like the. No.
The goal.
That's. Top level football. I don't think I've seen that happen in top level football. If it's like Sunday league, maybe that you want to just quickly end
But
the
it
game,
happened last season,
like.
though. It happened last season. There was a Madrid game that
Who?
they blew. It
So
happened for Madrid. For Madrid. Like, as they were shooting the ball, they blew, po, 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 and the ball entered the
into the
net.
net.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so
Yeah.
here's my thing. Here's my point, right? I think many times this season I have Madrid fans. Many times this season I have of the opinion that Madrid has just been doing Ojoro, doing
Yeah.
Mangala fraud. So now it has happened to them. Like we were saying, we're telling you guys, like I like Madrid, I like them, but I cannot stomach them doing this nonsense where they will be losing a game 1-0 if we not give them 10 minutes at that time. Out of that 10 minutes, it now become 12 minutes until they score before they end the game. They do that for Barcelona too, but Barcelona is so bad that Barcelona doesn't take the opportunity. So, but regardless of that, right, I still believe in the sanctity of officiating.
Yeah.
Like, why would the ball be in the air and you blow? It's crazy. It's ridiculous. From a cross, the ball is in the air and you blow.
Yes, definitely. Because I watched it and I paused it multiple times. Like, he blew it right when the guy was about to cross the ball.
No, he had
And I'm
crossed the
like, bruh,
ball.
like,
He had
come
crossed the
on.
ball. He had crossed the ball. Like the ball was in the air when he blew. And same situation with Liverpool too.
Yeah.
Liverpool's that one was ridiculous. They were not supposed to get the ball. It was
Yeah.
Odoi's
And they gave
ball.
them the ball. Yeah.
And they gave them the ball. I'm like, what is happening? It's
And do
like
you watch the game? Do you watch the game?
I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch the game. I just saw the highlights and I saw the highlights. And I missed that last play before the goal. And I saw someone tweet about it. I'm like, let me go and see what happened. And I saw the sequence. And I was like, what's this? Like, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And it's Arsenal a pity because you guys are not in the FA's good books. But Liverpool, they are in their good books. Plus, Klopp saying he wants to leave. They want to just make him like
goodbye. Yeah, like PSG. the final, this thing.
Uh-huh.
The last, what they call it, what's last that? Dance. MG's. Yeah, the last dance. Yeah.
MG, last dance. Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan. Okay, now, I don't know if you heard about Pogba's suspension. What's your take on that?
To be honest, I don't know if like 4 years is a good time to ban someone for. I don't know how bad it is in terms of like that drug and all whatever that he had taken. But I think 4 years is too harsh for any professional, man. Like a year and a half is a reasonable amount of time to like ban someone from. Like, imagine like he didn't get paid during that 4 years. I'm sure he probably gets paid. But like, you're taking someone's source of livelihood for 4 years. Come on. You know,
so what if the contract expires before the end of
yeah, the year? That too. The contract, like, so it's just a waste of contract.
Yeah.
You know, it's a waste of contract now. Like, the team takes on paying this person, you know, but I'm pretty sure there's a clause in the contract that if you mess up or if you take, you know, what you're not supposed to take, then we have the rights to like withdraw the paying you guys. Yeah. You know, but it doesn't make sense to me, man. It's too hefty of a punishment for someone's career, man.
It's crazy, man. Because honestly, I'm disappointed in Pogba's career as a whole. I was just thinking about it when I heard the story, when I heard the news. I was like, a shining star just series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
Just series of unfortunate events, like, because I was thinking about it. I was just telling myself, like, this guy, when he left United, he was a shining star. He was playing well for Juventus.
Yeah.
And he was brought was
the next
United.
Big thing.
It was the next big thing. Unfortunately for him, he wasn't prepared properly for the role he was supposed to come and occupy or take
United.
At United. Because at United, Mourinho wanted a more structured play. And he wanted Pogba to be the leader of that structure play. But when he was at Juventus, he had other players that he was relying on. So he didn't really need to bother about when I lose the ball.
Structure, yeah.
The structure, he didn't really need to bother. He had Pelo, he had, what was that other guy? What's his name?
Starts with an M. I forgot his name.
Yeah, so he had like...
The Italian guy.
Yes, he had those guys that would, you know, run around and get the ball back, you know. Pelo was making the right passes, but detecting the play. You know, everybody had their own role and it worked out for them. When he came to United, roles changed. He was supposed to be the one dictating the pace and the play.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, maybe there was a disconnect in communication or in expectations, because why will you be a player that wants to dictate the play and you are crying that you want to be a number 10?
Yeah.
How will you be a number 10 and you want to dictate the play? Like, you can be a number 10, don't get me wrong, but you can't number 10 that would drop deep and start play the way sometimes where, I mean, although you have to understand the kind of team you are in. You cannot be in a team like in Manchester United where the number 6 needs to like start the play. The number 10 is not really say participating in the play that much, just in the final thirds. So you cannot want to be in that position and expect that kind of thing. And the fight between him and Mourinho, all that, then, because the first season when United was linked with him before he came, I told my friends then that Pogba doesn't have a role. He doesn't have a position. If you're bringing him in, is a liability. He's a good player to have. He's one of those players that you would love to have in your team.
Mm-hmm.
But are you ready to forfeit a lot of things to allow him play? So when he came, Mourinho decided to like carve that position for him, which worked the first season. It was spectacular in that first season. And one of those people that were always fighting for him, like, because the press were on his back, like, it's a 9 million player. He should be scoring 10 goals or 20 goals, assisting 15 goals. Like, relax. Which number 6 in the world would assist and score 10 goals? Like, assist 20 goals. Sorry. Assist and score 20 goals. to the expected goals contribution. It's not possible. It's not. So the next season, that kind of played in his mind and his head that, oh, he wants to play as number 10. Like, bro, you are the person that's supposed to be the person that they will start the game with. So how are you going to say you want to move on forward and go and play number 10? So all that just accumulated in his downfall. I mean, I won't say his downfall, but deep in form. Then he now won the World Cup. Winning the World Cup, allowing grow wings, which is normal. Like, if I win the World Cup, honestly, you have to kiss my ring, man. You have to talk to me. You have to talk to me special. Like,
nice, yeah, respect.
Respect. But he was still young, so you need to work on yourself. You cannot rest on your ass and say, oh, that's the end of what I want to do. And when he came back at United, everything just went down. And he now did the nonsense documentary when he was leaving. In my mind,
that documentary was pretty bad, man. I watched it. I was very disappointed.
It was his opinion, but... And another thing I need to state, when he got injured, many times when he got in at United, this man would leave United and go to Miami.
Yeah.
I understand why that happened, because that's where his family is.
His wife's family.
Yes, his wife and his wife's family. But this is work. And this man would say he has a hamstring or whatever injury he has, and you see him playing basketball. Come on now. Like, and you're not posting it. I'm not saying you cannot do all those things. Do it, but don't show it. Don't let
read the room about it. Pretty much.
Read the room. And Mourinho, Pep, Guardiola, all those kind of managers, they are crazy. They like structure, they like their things the way they want it. Mourinho told him not to go to the US to recuperate. Now, guess what? The doctor that gave him the medicine or whatever is an American doctor.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's an American doctor. She's still alive. And when Mourinho was advising him, they felt that Mourinho didn't like him. Felt that Mourinho was fighting him. He's still alive. It's just rather unfortunate. By the time he comes back, he'll be 34. What else? 34, you don't play football for 4 years. And you know how football leaves the body quickly. And he's at that age where, like, from 30 upwards, man, if you're not crazy like Ronaldo, Zlatan, you're going down. You're going
downhill down, from there, man.
I saw Pedro come on for...
Lazio.
I was like, this man is still playing? Because, man...
Well, Iniesta is still playing now.
But yeah, because they took care of themselves, like they know, like those are players that, and funny enough, that generation, I don't know what they gave them, I don't know how they trained them, but they are still going. Ronaldo, Cruz,
all of them, Modric,
like that generation, they are still going, like they are still playing football. But unfortunately, I don't think we can have that again. If I'm gonna have it, it's gonna be another like one off. You still have Matic playing, you still have those guys still playing, like So one fun fact. They said the fastest clocked player this season, guess
for EPL. Fastest clocked player.
Yes.
Clocked
in EPL.
Any hints?
If I give you the hint, you will know it.
But like, what? Like, are they top six, top 10? Huh? They wear white?
Yes.
Oh, I think it was Son, right? Was it
no,
Son?
Son. No. It's the same club, but not Son.
If it's not Son, it will be Brendan Johnson.
No. It's a defender.
What's his name? Van der Ven.
Yes.
I think I remember the match. It was beginning of the season. One of those games at the beginning of the season. I forgot the exact game. But I think that's when they're like, oh shit, this guy is like really, really fast.
Yeah, the fastest script.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's very fast, actually. He's very fast, man.
That's why
I didn't expect him to be as good as how he is. You know, I just expected him to be like another average defender. And he really surprised me, man. But I have one more fun fact, yeah.
Okay. And it's going to involve United, but
it's not going to involve United. It's just going to involve everybody. Spray bullets everywhere. You know? Kai Havertz has more goal involvements than Szoboszlai, Maddison, Bruno Fernandes, Rashford, most of all these big, Diaz, Gakpo. Okay. All those guys, man. We all mocked him.
So,
but now he has more goal involvements than all of them.
So, what lesson has this taught us? Because I don't understand what you're trying to talk.
It's a fun fact now. The lesson that is like, don't be quick to judge a book by its cover. Because it flops somewhere else, doesn't mean it's going to flop somewhere else.
But
you know,
it was still horrible. It was horrible beginning of the season. So that is not. It's like saying, you know, this part of things that I always argue with somewhere. He's saying Nunes has scored more goals than Ireland. And I'm like, the chances that Nunes
gets,
it's like you telling me that Jackson is better than Ireland. The chances that this person gets, the quality of chance that he gets compared to zero chance that Ireland gets.
Yeah. No, but the chaos one is just like people really, really destroyed him when Arsenal bought him. And I think people need to start giving him some credit, you know. At least, I'm not saying he's the best player in the world or anything, but I think people need to start giving him some credit because he's improving, he's getting better, you know, and he's putting in effort, man. I can see his effort every game, man. You know, even if he doesn't score or whatever, he puts in effort. You know, that's one thing I'll give him.
Congrats. I don't want to talk about Arsenal. we've got to the end of the show, and in a usual manner, let's predict quickly, because I know you will now start talking about Arsenal again. on Saturday, 7:30. Oh God, Lord, I have to look for this.
Who's playing 7:30? Man U.
Manchester United, Everton. Who's winning?
If Man U doesn't win that game, then there's a problem. So I give Man U, Sha. Maybe 2-0 win.
Probably if it's going to be a draw, because Everton cannot decide to wake up and say they want to play football. Because honestly,
if Everton decides to wake up and play football against Man U, then Ten Hag has to be sacked on that day, man. On that particular day. Because Everton, they are not a good team. You know.
Bournemouth Sheffield, please. Leave United alone.
Bournemouth, of course. Sheffield is getting relegated. Like, they are out. They are done.
Okay. But you pick Sheffield now instead of picking Bournemouth.
Oh, no. I said Bournemouth win. Sheffield is getting relegated.
Crystal Palace, Luton Town. So, Luton Town is in the highway, so...
Yeah, I'll give Crystal Palace that game because they seem like they're picking up form now.
Crystal Palace. If the manager is not going to run crazy again and do nonsense substitution, I'll pick Crystal Palace. Wolves, Fulham, that's another very good game.
Yeah, Fulham too, they are picking up form. Like, I don't understand where they are just getting these wins from. A draw.
You know why? Because their players are getting better. So,
yeah.
Arsenal, Brentford.
I give Arsenal another like 4-5-0 win, man.
Brentford? Okay.
Yeah.
He has a win, but it's probably like 2-1.
I really think we'll slaughter this guy.
Every day is not Christmas. Aston Villa, suppose on Sunday. That's a very good
game. That's a good game, man. Wow. That's a top four decider right there, man.
I mean, potential, but yeah.
Yeah. Because Tottenham has one game in hand now. They are 5 points behind. With one game in hand. So if they win that game and win their game in hand, they can be ahead of them.
Yeah.
So, that's a good game, man. I really don't know who's going to win. I actually don't know, man. I think it might... I want to say a draw, but I think Aston Villa will win.
Yes, because Spurs are going to be spectacular and the way they play, you guys are going to laugh at them next season. I'll pick Aston Villa. Brighton, Nottingham Forest.
Brighton.
Okay. Because they're at home. I have to see. Okay, Brighton might win, and my guy is going to score. I will need. West Ham, Burnley.
West Ham. Burnley relegated. They're getting relegated, man. Burnley definitely getting relegated. Burnley and Sheffield, they are gone, man.
You know, I need the bet to see who's gonna get sacked first between Ten Hag and company?
I think the company will stay. They will allow him go back down with them and come back up with them. And afterwards, he has to perform at that point, man. If he doesn't, then they'll sack him.
Liverpool City.
Ah, the game of the week. what do I want? I want a draw. What do I feel will happen? I feel like Man City will slaughter Liverpool, man. 2-3-0. Yeah,
they have injuries. They have injuries. Yeah. So.
Although they said Salah is back.
Yeah, yeah, so it's...
But even regardless, man, I just think Man City is a much better team than
home.
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool is at home.
I know. Liverpool is at home. I know. But I think that's even why they would go there and like actually show dominance, man. Because I don't know. I just think right now they're a better footballing team. But what do I want? I want a draw. I want a draw, man. Draw is like the ideal game.
Yeah, City will win that game. I want
City to win. Yeah, but I think City's gonna win. I just think they'll win, man. Like, yeah.
Like, Chelsea.
I can't take anything away from City, man. I think they'll win.
Chelsea, Newcastle.
Ah, Jesus. Chelsea's I'm not gonna lie. If Trippier is back, maybe I'll give Newcastle. But regardless, I think it's a draw. Draw.
Yeah, draw. I think Trippier is not back yet. Because I'm checking their injury list.
Yeah, because I think he got injured in that last game. Because they subbed him at like 52nd minutes.
Okay. Just a quick. Don't talk too much. Just say this. Just say one word. Arsenal Porto.
Arsenal.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of today's podcast. And we thank Arsenal fans for enjoying their win so far, so good. Arsenal's going to win the league this season.
May we keep on winning and winning and winning and winning and winning.
That's what they think.
Like Donald Trump always says, I keep winning.
You're tired of winning, right? But we know how that usually ends. You know, always, almost, but never there. Anyways, till next time, I remain your faithful Manchester United. Keep praying for us.
Alrighty. Yeah. Alright.